Welcome to the Greenbrier. The Texans have just wrapped up day 13 of practice. They get a day off tomorrow, but a lot to get to today, a lot of action on today's practice.
Absolutely. We're going to hear from Xavier Suofilo, John Harris's observations, and Foursquare highlights, a dream come true for me doing the play-by-play.
Texans training camp today starts now.
There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for. This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
All right, let's get into some of your quick hits from today's practice. Well, you win some, you lose some, and today, the defense won.
Oh, the defense. Number one in the league last year for a reason, and they were on fire today. Bill O'Brien took note.
Yeah, offensively, we didn't have a good day today, so we got to pick it back up on Monday. But defense came out flying, and so we got to pick it up offensively. We've had a good camp. We've had a good camp offensively, but today wasn't one of our better days.
One of those big contributors on defense, Bernardrick McKinney. We didn't see him in that first preseason game at Carolina, but it sure was nice to see him in full pads here at practice today, Mark.
He had that big year last year, 11th in the NFL in tackles, and he's back in action on the practice field. He likes it.
It feels great, man, just being out here to be able to practice. I mean, not practicing, really, it was stressing me out. I mean, didn't feel right being in the training room. But, I mean, I'm back, and I'm having a good time practicing with the guys.
All right, let's switch gears and talk offense. Tom Savage got that start in Carolina in the first preseason game, and we sure have seen a lot of him in training camp. Mark, what have you seen so far?
Well, Tom Savage showing great progress, 8-for-8 in that touchdown drive on Wednesday night, and he's continuing to build his arsenal. Bill O'Brien reacted.
I'm proud of Tom. I mean, he's a resilient guy. He's really worked hard to learn our system. He's worked hard in the weight room. He's had to overcome injuries. He's had to overcome a lot, and I think he's doing some good things out here. You know, today, as an offense, it wasn't our best day, but overall, he's had a good camp, and it just needs to keep going. I mean, he's a guy that comes to work every day. He's a fun guy to coach.
All right, Tom Savage and the Texans will go back to work on Monday. They got a day off tomorrow, but somebody that doesn't have a day off yet, John Harris.
He never has a day off. He'll be working on the off day, but he's got observations from today's practice for us now.
All right, thanks, gang. Hey, thoughts and prayers are out to Drew Doherty. I know that he is having the honey extracted from his hair at some point this weekend right there in the Houston Medical Center. So, Drew, our thoughts are with you. That honey bear, I know he got you. So just hang in there. We're thinking about you. All right, let's get the observations. First observation has got to be the defense. Number one defense decided to unleash on Saturday, and they got after Whitney Mercilus, Jadeveon Clowney. Boy, they were a house of fire. They had numerous sacks, as we would call them. They didn't really take quarterback to the ground. They didn't need to. The defense was outstanding. My second observation has got to be a long drive to end practice. Deshaun Watson taking his team from the 2-yard line all the way down the field and putting the ball in the end zone. Number of third down conversions on that drive. Deshaun looked good. Got everybody going when they needed to. Defense yielded a little bit on that one, but that was the only time really all day. But the offense got an 18-play Watson drive to get them down in the end zone. And last observation, another new wide receiver, Bruce Ellington. Now, this is one of my favorites. Out of South Carolina, was a key offensive player for the Gamecocks. When Jadeveon Clowney was there back a few years ago, made a huge play. The game-winning touchdown in the game that Jadeveon had to hit against Michigan, Ellington scored the game-winning touchdown. If healthy, keep an eye on Bruce Ellington. He was here for his first day of work. We'll have more observations for you at HoustonTexans.com. Make sure you check out all of our great work there. Again, thoughts with Drew. We're back to DP and Mark.
That was John Harris reacting to Drew Doherty's alleged incident with a bear. It was a joke, everybody. It was a joke.
Right, among football things, of course. And speaking of football things, Xavier Suofilo entering year 4. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
All right, Xavier, final stretch of training camp, but preseason's underway. So how nice is it for you to actually get some game action under your belt again?
Real nice. You know, as an offense, you know, we've been working hard out here. Got our opportunity the other night against the Panthers, and we're just continuing to improve every day.
Year 4 for you, and Bill O'Brien told me that you've done a really great job coming in. You've taken the coaching well from Mike Devlin. What is it that you think you've really improved at since you first got here?
Well, they harp on the attention to detail, and I think that the longer I've been in the system, it's not so much the major things. You know, most of the time I know what to do, you know what I mean, on offense. It's just really honing in on the details of the technique.
You'll get a chance to do that next week when the Patriots come to town. What is it that you're going to be looking to improve when you get to do those one-on-ones with them?
Yeah, definitely always an opportunity to improve on my pass pro. I love doing that because, you know, we talk a lot about the O-line. I have guys like Chris Clark, who's been here a long time, you know, guys like Jeff Allen, a little older, going into the sixth year. And even the young guys, we are always constantly talking about how to improve our craft and our technique, and I always enjoy getting advice from them.
All right, I got to ask you about your hair. Uh-huh. It's getting longer, so what is the future goal for Xavier's hair?
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to make sure it doesn't get in the way and take care of it.
That's an issue that we all have, all of us long-haired people. All right, thanks so much, Xavier.
No problem. Thanks, Tiki.
Well, it wouldn't be training camp in West Virginia without a little game of Foursquare, but today we changed it up a little bit, right, Mark?
We do, because I'm on the microphone for Foursquare, the game they play to warm up before practice, which has taken on a life of its own with the Foursquare Network.
We've got some highlights for you. Thanks so much for watching. We'll be back Monday for Texans training camp today. Thanks for watching.
Welcome, everyone, to today's Foursquare highlights on the Texans Foursquare Network. We begin the action with three players and a coach, and Covington getting knocked out by Mike Vrabel. Here's the big setup as Brandon Dunn looking good today with a huge slam. Matthew Godin with a hit. J.J. Watt going low. Watt with the maximum effort. Here you have three coaches and Matthew Godin, the player, and he gets knocked out by Doug Coleman, special teams assistant. Shane Bowen, an assistant. He gets knocked out on the hit by Covington. Major action here as Covington goes low but can't get to the ball. Reeder with the setup now. And look at the hit by Dunn. Here's J.J. Watt setting up Matthew Godin. Big Ten brotherhood play. Bowen with the lob. And here comes Anthony Weaver, the former Texan and now defensive line coach. Coleman and the four coaches in the box, but they don't filibuster. They knock one out. So the players back in the mix. And here's Carlos Watkins, the rookie from Clemson, with a tiger hit. Watkins with a huge slam to knock out Bowen. And here's your final play of the day as Ricky Hatley has the final slam as the horn goes off. That's your Foursquare action from today on the Texans Foursquare Network.